Bibles this morning. We share with you out of the book of Micah, the 7th chapter. I'm going to read verses 7 through 9, and then I'm going to jump to 18 and 19 for your consideration this morning. The 7th chapter of the prophet Micah. Beginning at verse 7, the Bible reads, "Therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness." Verse 18. "Who is a God like unto thee, that pardon iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again, he will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea." Supporting scripture this morning from the 103rd Psalm, verses 8 through 10, that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible reads, "The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardon iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't serve a God like that?
In the name of Jesus. How many of you know the Lord to be a waymaker this morning? So many times we feel like we've done it all by ourselves because we are so disciplined and we are so this, that, or the other. But the Lord God is the one that gives us our strength day by day. The Bible declared we could not even move if it had not been for him being a part of our very being. So I'm thankful this morning that the Lord God has made a way. God has made a way for all of us. And the thing is that God has blessed us in such a way that many times we forget or we take for granted just how good God really is. We go about our daily activities, we act like it's all about us and all the things that we like to declare that we have done, but when we look at the real results of it, if it had not been for the Lord, who has been on our side, we would all be most miserable this morning. But I'm so glad this morning that God is such a loving and a compassionate God, and God blessed us, and it's by his grace and mercy that he's allowed us another opportunity to come together this morning to praise him in spirit and in truth. Another day that the Lord God has blessed us to be in the land of the living. Touched us this morning and allowed us to rise. And as we journeyed out to come to the church house, we could see and feel the rays of the warmth of God's sunshine. Reminding us this morning that it's still yet summertime. But I thank God for the summer, winter, spring, and the fall. Because just a little bit of all of it just makes my day. It's a wonderful thing sometimes to just realize that it's hot enough that I can go and get in a swimming pool. But then it's good sometimes to just look out and see the snowflakes as they fall and to know that they're cleansing the air and to know that God is still yet in control. Sometimes we have plans, and especially this time of year, we have cookouts and all of these things that we'd like to do on the outside, and God sends us a little storm and a little rain, and we get a little wind in our jaws, but we still want some tomatoes and we want some cucumbers, so in order for those things to grow, we got to have a little water. So we got to learn that one thing benefits the other thing, and isn't it amazing how as good as God has been to us, sometimes we're just not satisfied. I don't care where God has brought us from. We always asking God why. We always got a problem with where we are in God. But we got to understand that we are where we are because of ourselves.
God has blessed us and put us in a position where if we want to be a better person, we could be better people. But we choose to be who we are. There are those that say that I can't help myself, but I don't want to believe that this morning. I believe that we can help ourselves if we want to help ourselves. And we got to realize that we are blessed by God. And when God has blessed us, he blessed us to be a blessing to someone else. There are those of us that ought to be thankful this morning that you're blessed with good health, good strength, and God has blessed you to be here this morning knowing that I don't have any aches, I don't have any pains. And if that's your story this morning, you ought to have a double praise. Because that neighbor beside you may have a little problem going on and you're in quite a better position than they are, so you ought to praise God even the more. But how about that one that's going through this morning, got a little pain in your body and know that things are not exactly where you want them to be, but just because of the love of God and just knowing that if you get closer to the Lord, God will touch that situation of yours. That there are those of us that got the mindset that if I can just get to the house of God and assemble with my brothers and sisters, I believe that I'll feel a little bit better. I can call on God in the house, but it's good to be right there with my brother or my sister that sort of encouraging me and nudging me, letting me know that it's going to be all right. Anybody ever need a little push sometime to let you know that it's not as bad as you think? Sometimes you need somebody to reassure you that God is yet still on your side. I encourage you this morning to hold on and to hold out because I do believe that God is still working miracles. You may have already experienced a supernatural manifestation of God's spirit. Because if you have been one of those that have been down on the bed of affliction and God picked you up, then you know what God can do. There are times when you may have been checked out and the doctor himself was surprised or amazed at how one day I looked at you and I saw one thing, but today I look at you and everything is all right. And sometimes they make some scratch the head and they began to wonder. But if you are a believer, you know deep down on the inside that was nobody but Dr. Jesus. Am I talking to anybody in here? Is there anybody in here know that God has a way that God can step into your sick room? God can touch your situation and the room can be crowded and nobody can see God come in and do what God got to do. But I guarantee you after God get finished, somebody recognize that God been here. Hallelujah. God will show up, and I heard that he show out if you allow him to. A lot of times he don't show out in your life because you want to be all composed. You want to be all of that. But every now and again, you ought to just think about where the Lord God has brought you from. Anybody in here know that God is a God that if you have faith in him, and we got to get past that point of wavering. Where we talk faith, but we don't walk faith. We say what we heard somebody else say, I know the Lord will make a way, but we don't walk like we know the Lord will make a way. We don't act like we know the Lord will make a way. We still waiting on God to make a way. But if God made a way for my brother, I'm going to trust and believe that he'll do the same thing for me. Anybody know that God is a God without respect to person? Don't matter how much that suit or that dress that you got on costs, God blesses you anyhow. If you got on a raglan rag this morning, God will bless you in the midst of your rag. Anybody know it's not about you anyhow? It's all about the power of a mighty God. Who wouldn't serve a God that will bless you when you're at your lowest point? Pick you up and turn you around and make everything all right in your life. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? We serve a great God this morning. And the God I serve is worthy to be praised. Now, I got sense enough and I've been in ministry long enough to know that everybody don't praise him in the same way. But just because you don't dance like I dance, you're not going to stop my steps. Just because you don't want to throw up holy hands, I thank God that Arthur don't have me this morning. That there's going to come a time you want to throw up holy hands and Arthur going to have you down here. One thing I love about my God, though, is God knows your condition. And if you're not able to lift up your hands, you ought to be able to lift up your heart. We got to know this morning that God blesses and keeps us. And I thank God that we serve a God that don't hold our sins and our wrongdoings against us. Somebody said it this way, he looked beyond my fault and saw my every need. Is that anybody's story in here this morning?
I don't want to fool myself, and I hope you don't fool yourself. You might be all right now, but you look back over a couple of days ago. Look back over your life and look at those times when you were out of the will of God. Look at those times when you were so selfish that it was all about you and what you wanted to do. And you didn't care who got walked on. You didn't care who got talked about, as long as you got what you want. But if there's anybody in here, know that it's not about you. Sometimes it's about your neighbor. Sometimes it's about your children. It's about your grandchildren. It's about that individual. Even now and again, it's even about your enemy. Because you got to learn how to deal with your enemy. Anybody in here think everybody love you? I don't care how holy and sanctified we are and how much we testify, I love everybody. You got to treat everybody like you love them. Love is what love does. So if you love everybody, why is there some folk you speak to and some folk you turn your head? Why there's some folk you have a listening ear and some folk you got a deaf ear? Some folk you will go the extra mile and some folk you will turn your back and act like you can't even hear. Am I talking to anybody in here? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. The Bible declared that God allows his sun to shine on the just as well as the unjust. He is a God that is without respect of persons. We are all God's children. God loves all of us, and he desires for us to love him and to love one another. He wants us to know him as the one true living God. Today, as we talk a little bit about the mercy of God. You see, as believers, we know that grace and mercy go hand in hand. God's grace is the unmerited favor to forgive the guilt that we have in our lives. And when we look at that, he forgives us just because he's God. Grace. God's grace. We say that it's sufficient for us, but is it really sufficient? God's grace, that unmerited favor, that love that God shows for us despite the things that we've done in our life. Now, there are times when we are honest with ourselves. We can look at some of the things in our past and we began to wonder, Lord, I don't know why you love me like you do, but I'm glad that you love me. Is there anybody in here ever felt like I did wrong and I've let God down? You see, when you worry about how you've done God, then you're in a good place. Stop worrying so much about your neighbor and about your family member and about that other individual that want to tell you how you ought to live. You got to learn how to live yourself before you can tell somebody else how to live. You got to know God for yourself. Before I can introduce you to Jesus, I need to know who he is. Do you know who the Lord is in your life this morning? Do you know that the Lord God can do anything that you need him to do? Do you know God to be the God of mercy? Mercy is a display of his love and that moves him to help those that are miserable in their life. So all of us know something about the mercy of God. Because there's times we've been miserable. There's been times in our life that no matter how hard we tried, it seemed like we just wasn't quite making the mark. And there are times in your life when you ought to be happy, but the enemy keep on throwing things your way. God created us to be happy, and he protected us and took care of us because we know that he was our God. But when we look at the lives that we live, when we look back to the beginning of time, disobedience causes us to suffer pain and heartache. We have to work to the sweat of our brow just to be able to know that we are doing it the way God told us to do it. See, if we'd been obedient from the first place, we'd have had it made. We wouldn't have had to go around working. We wouldn't have to worry about how we're going to eat. We wouldn't have to worry about nothing because the Lord God said, I made all of this for you. And all you got to do is just be obedient and don't touch the tree of life. But how many of you know that because of one man's disobedience, we are all in the same boat this morning? There's not one of us in here that can declare, I don't care what your testimony is. You might say I'm saved and sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. But do you remember when you were nothing but a wretch undone? Do you remember when you weren't calling on the name of the Lord unless you had a problem in your life? There's some of us that don't know God until we get down and out. There's some of us don't know him to be a healer until there's pain in our body. There's some of us don't believe that God will do what he said that he would do until it touched our family. But then we know how to call on the name of the Lord.
And I don't know about you, but as you call on the name of God, you got to know that God wants us to continue to hold up his standards, continue to fear him and to have reverence of him. He allows us to live and to love one another. And he said to us that we will love the Lord our God with all of our heart and with all of our mind and all of our soul, and then our neighbor as ourselves. You see, we got to understand that God is tired of us just going through the motions. God is tired of us running around trying to please other folk. The Bible declares that mankind has fallen short. And as good as God had been to the children of Israel, blessing after blessing, miracle after miracle, they saw and lived under the power and protection of a loving God. And yet they still fell short on God. How many of you know that when we look back over the Old Testament days, all of a sudden we realize that over and over again, the people of God fell short in keeping up with what God told them to do. Because of what they did, God had to show mercy and love upon them. Now Paul tells us that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. David says in Psalm 51 and 5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." He acknowledged that his soul was in a bad way because of his sinning nature. You see, we got to understand there comes a time you got to trust God. There comes a time you got to be honest with God, and you got to tell the Lord exactly where you stand. See, I believe that David realized that I love God, and I am a man after God's own heart, but I got to look at myself. And when I look at myself, I found out that I have sinned and I've fallen short. And so I called out on the Lord, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me. According to thy loving kindness, according to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgression." In other words, I need you, God, to come in and see about me. I need you to fix some things in my life. I got all dirty and I'm nasty. And I need to be washed up. Anybody in here need to be washed this morning? Anybody in here know that you are not everything that you ought to be in? You ought to be calling on the name of the Lord. And when you call on God and God steps into your life, then there ought to be a praise on your lips. Why do you think that David said, "Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." In other words, don't forget where you come from. Don't forget what the Lord God has done in your life. The God that forgiveth all of thine iniquities. The God that healeth all of thine diseases. Is there anybody in the house this morning that realize that God has forgiven them? Is there anybody that has been touched by the healing hand of God? He redeemeth thy life with loving kindness. He tenders mercies. He satisfied thy mouth with good things. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible declared that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. So every now and again when you get tired, God will renew your strength. The Lord will execute righteousness and judgment to everybody that feels like they've been oppressed. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always shine, neither will he keep his anger forever. I know that every now and again, God get tired of us acting like we act. But we ought to be thankful that God blesses us despite ourselves. We ought to be thankful that God is a merciful God. Because the Bible declares he have not dealt with us after our sins. Neither rewarded us according to our iniquities. Slow up, Kate. Somebody done got in rhythm. Let me say that again. The Bible says, he hath not dealt with us after our sins. So in other words, God is saying through the words of David here, God has not dealt with you according to the things that you have really done. Because when you look at the things that you've really done, then you realize that some of us would say, "Lord, I'm not worthy of the blessings that you are bestowing upon me."
But then the Bible said, nor will he reward us according to our iniquities. So this lets us know that you can say hallelujah and I'm going on to heaven anyhow. But you ain't going no farther than the door. You ain't going no farther than the grave. If you don't have the Lord God in your life, if you hadn't asked the Lord to forgive you from all of your sins, you got to understand and acknowledge, first of all, like David, I have sinned against thee. You got to be honest with yourself. You got to be honest with God. And then you got to know the God that we serve. He loves us so much that the Bible declares that he is high above the heavens and his mercy is great towards us. And he will take our sins and he will put them as far away from him as he can. Why? Because God loves us. Why? Because God is a mighty good God. We got to learn how to trust God with everything that we got. Anybody in the house this morning? Are you trusting God with your life? Is there anybody that knows that the Lord God needs us to be about his business this morning? We are living in a time today that things are getting very bad. It's a sad situation when you got to realize that we are not exempt from danger or from heartache, even right here in the house of God. When we look back over the media and look at what's going on in the world, we got to realize that right there when those 9 lives were lost in Charleston, South Carolina, while people were trying to learn more about the Lord our God, I want to let you know this morning that you might be in the house of God, but that don't mean that everything is going to run just like you want it to run. You got to know that the Lord our God is looking down upon us. Just a couple of days ago, our sister church over in Spencer, North Carolina, tell me that while the man of God was doing his thing, that 3 men walked into the house of faith and that they had bags on them so they didn't know what was going to happen. You got to be very careful even in the house of God. The Bible said watch and pray. You got to know that it don't matter who you are. Sin will get a hold of anybody. The devil is a dirty fighter and he's out to rob somebody this morning. I somebody to tell somebody that we are just like the children of Israel. Every time God blesses us, every now and again we fall short. He picks us up and we say, Lord, I'm not going to do it anymore. But how many times do we go back to the same old thing? There are times in your life this morning when you made a promise to the Lord your God. Say, Lord, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. Lord, I want you in my life. Lord, I want you to change my way of thinking. Lord, I want you to help me with my evil ways. Is there anybody in the house this morning that hear what thus said the Lord our God? I found out here in the word of God that the prophet Micah realized that it's time for you to stop just going through the motions. God had looked at all of your disobedience. God had looked at the sin that you created upon the earth. I want to let you know that sin that you've done, woe is unto me. For here I am surrounded by a whole lot of folk that don't even really love the Lord thy God. The one that they had in authority, the Bible said they had began to be corrupt. You better know how to handle authority, and if God give you a little bit of power, you better handle that power by the Spirit of God. See, if you take God's power and use it for your own accord, God has a way to work things out and it won't be for your good. But I thank God in the name of Jesus that the Bible said that they did evil on both hands. They had their mind made up that I can do things my own kind of way. But I want to let you know that the prophet began to tell them that God is tired of you going through the motions. God is tired of your disobedience. God wants you to know that he's tired of you acting like you love God and hate your brother. But I want to tell somebody this morning that there comes a time when the Lord God has put his hands off of you. You got to realize that he did it for a purpose. The children of Israel went through a whole lot of changes, but they believed in the power of a loving God. Every now and again, they would say, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. And the Lord God would come back and do something in their life. Well, is that not just like us? Those times that we've fallen short on God, and God stepped right back in our life. So when God steps in your life, you ought to thank God for what God has done. That's why the Bible said, therefore I will look unto the Lord. I will wait on God for my salvation, and my God will hear me when I'm going through my bad situation. what Micah said, you got to learn where to turn. You better turn to the Lord, because if you don't turn to the Lord, you're not going to get the help that you need. You better turn to somebody that cares. There's a whole lot of folk that say they love you, but there are a whole lot of folk that say they're on your side. But when you stand before the judgment seat of God, you're going to be there all by yourself. Is there anybody in the house this morning that know that the Lord God said through the words of Micah as he talked to the people of God? He said, feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage would dwell solitarily in the wood. In other words, I want you to let God be your shepherd and your guide. The Lord will take care of you when you're in trouble. The Lord will feed you when you get hungry. The Lord will pick you up out of your miry clay. God will do what nobody else can do. God will look beyond your fault. But I love verse 18. Who is a God like unto my God that pardon my iniquity and passing by the transgression of the remnant of the heritage? There are going to be a few of us left that say, yes, I love the Lord. Everybody's not going to be on the Lord's side. But those two or three that said, I'm for the Lord. God is letting the people of God know that when you're in a bad situation, you got to have something to look forward to. You got to have some hope. And my hope this morning is knowing that I serve a God that can look beyond my fault, a God that can bless my very sin, a God that began to realize that I'm going to do some things in your life. But the God that I serve, he's not going to be angry forever. God may allow his wrath to come, but if you hold on and hold out, everything is going to be all right. I want to know this morning, is there anybody in the house that know that God is on your side? God will delight in your mercy, for he is a merciful God. God will do what nobody else can do. I heard the voice of the Lord say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I stop by to tell somebody, who wouldn't serve a God that will forgive your sin? Who would serve a God that told us that all that he requires is for us to walk just amongst him, for us to love mercy? If God had blessed and had mercy on us, then we ought to pray that God have mercy on somebody else. God said in his word this morning that you got to walk humbly with the Lord. You got to come down off your high horse and realize where your strength comes from. I just want to let you know, preacher, that God is right there by your side. And when the Lord God get ready, you better get ready to move. Has the Lord done anything for anybody in here? You ought to be glad this morning that God looked past your fault. Is there anybody honest enough to say, here I am, Lord. It's not my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother, but I'm standing in the need of prayer. I've been down and out. I've been trying to do things the right way. Every now and again, I fall down short. But I heard that if I look up to the hill from which my help come from, all of my help come from the Lord. And when the help come from God, God will do what nobody else can do. I trust God with my heart. I trust God with my soul. I want to tell you this morning, who wouldn't serve a God like that, that blesses us when we need to be blessed, that is there when nobody else is there? Who would serve that kind of God? A God that is able to send you to hell if he wants to. But yet, he loved us so much that he allowed his only begotten son to die in our stead. Who would serve a God like that? A God that looks at us, knows our ins and our outs, our goings and our comings. But yet, he still blesses us. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? When we think about the small remnant of those of the heritage that are going to be left, God is going to call all his people from all over the world, all the nations are going to come together. And when they come together, when we get there with God, don't you want to hear him say, well done? But now, if you haven't done anything, what can the Lord God say? When we read God's holy Bible, In these 66 books is the way of life. It's your choice. You can choose to live by it or you can die by it. Because either way you go, it's appointed unto men once to die, after death the judgment. And the only way we can escape that is if the Lord God comes. And when he comes, hallelujah, Jesus, we best hope that his mercy and his grace is still intact. But the problem with that is now it's preparation time. Now it's getting ready time, because when he cracks open the sky and come back, then you're going to have to go through the tribulation. Only God knows where you will spend eternity. Don't let nobody fool you in the thing, because they can shout long and you can shout. They can holler loud and you can holler. That don't give them no place in heaven. You can sit there and be quiet, and God already got you a place reserved in the kingdom. It's in the hands of a mighty God. But the key of the message this morning is just to know and understand that we belong to a God of mercy, a God of love, a God of understanding. And he understands us to the point to where he allows us to fall short. But if we come back with a sincere, repentant spirit, he will answer every prayer. Prayer works. But you got to open up your mouth, your heart, and you got to talk to the master and tell him about the things that you want. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? A God that very well could say, I've given you the word and I've given you opportunity to live right. And many times the prophets would do what we do even today. We go back over that same old story. How the Lord God brought the children of Israel out of bondage to the land of promise. And after all the miracles and all the things that they saw God do, many of them still were disobedient. Some of them served other gods. But because they were his chosen people, when they cried out with a repentant spirit, God heard their humble cry.